since when do suicides miss twice and start over? That's unusual.
You ever been to a party where a man goes upstairs and blows his head off?
No.
Then how do you know what's unusual?
June 1959. George Reeves is found dead of a gunshot wound. It's front page news, and that attracts the attention of a seedy and publicity-hungry private eye named Louis Simo.
What? The guy used to play Superman. He shot himself, what?
Someone thinks he didn't.
Oh, yeah? Who?
His mother.
His mother?
She tried to hire us this morning.
What if she had the cops don't?
Look, you like a headline, there's a headline.
Once he's on the case, Simo starts to uncover clues that suggest foul play. Clues that some powerful people would prefer remained hidden.
Who's gonna wipe the blood off your hands?
My hands? I'm in the picture business.
You're a murderer.
Prove it.
The more he delves, the more Simo learns about Reeves, an actor who never achieved what he thought he was capable of, and who was haunted by the fact that it might have been the torrid affair with a studio executive's wife that opened the doors for the success he had as a costumed superhero.
Where he wound up? It should have been enough.
There's a line where he says, like, you know, it should have been enough for life. What George Reeves had.
Ben Affleck, no stranger to unwelcome tabloid attention and career frustrations, plays Reeves in the film.
The way that I got into looking at the character and the things that I identified with him were, among other things, feeling like you were someone that other than who the outside world saw you as, the injuries that he sustained in some ways from that. I mean, you know, and there's a lot of just about him that he went through and dealt with as a person that I think a lot of people could identify with. I think he was an interesting guy who thoroughly lived his life, and in that it offered a lot of entrees into understanding him, and it was a pretty rich character.
Adrian Brody plays the fictional character of Simo, and Brody says the film is crafted so that as the detective learns more about the case, there is a self-awareness that dawns.
In the beginning, Simo starts out with a tremendous amount of apathy towards most things. He craves what George craves, which is more success and more respect, and is under the assumption that that will bring him fulfillment. And I think really it was the fact that he gained some empathy and a little more understanding of life and the fact that things are difficult either way in a sense. And so he grew up. In the journey.
And that journey leads to some evidence that could support several scenarios about Reeves' death, and the ambiguity is just right, according to Diane Lane, who co-stars as Tony Mannix, a real person, the studio executive's wife with whom Reeves was romantically involved.
Oh, I think it's much more fun to leave it up to the audience. I think the actors playing have their vote of what they believe just as much as an audience member would.
The reality is, nobody knows what happened on the night of June 16th, 1959, in that particular room on Benedict Canyon.
Director Alan Coulter believes a solution to the murder or suicide mystery is less important than what Hollywood Land says to the living.
It's a cautionary tale about the pursuit of fame and the belief that your life means nothing until you have a certain kind of fame.
Ben Affleck agrees and adds that he hopes, with its blend of fact and fiction, Hollywood Land can provide a more nuanced portrait of these show business celebrities.
George Reeves was an iconic guy because of who he played, and that was in some ways tragic for him. And that very tragedy and kind of paradox in the sense that he got the thing that he wished for, and ultimately it was very destructive, is part of what makes the story so good, part of what makes the character so good. The onus was on me and on the writers to be consistent with who the guy really was. Because there is a kind of a burden and a responsibility, and I think even more so because I think of George as a guy who never really got a fair shake. And so I thought it would be the least that we could do here to give him his fair shake, finally, that he kind of didn't get in his career or following his death.
Well, maybe it wasn't your proudest moment.
No, I'm quite sure it wasn't.
But you did create a very likable, very attractive, very heroic character.
Is that right? Well, one thing we can be sure of. No one with a lick of sense would watch that show.
Hollywood Land also features veteran English actor Bob Hoskins as the ruthless studio executive Eddie Mannix. Robin Tunney is Lenore Lemon, a young starlet engaged to marry George Reeves and who was in his house at the time of his death. The screenplay is by Paul Birnbaum, and Hollywoodland was shot at many of the Southern California locations where the actual events took place some 50 years ago. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.